The Sins of the Father by Lawrence Block, read by Alan Sklar.
Chapter 1. He was a big man, about my height, with a little more flesh on his heavy frame. His eyebrows, arched and prominent, were still black. The hair on his head was iron-gray, combed straight back, giving his massive head a leonine appearance. He had been wearing glasses, but had placed them on the oak table between us. His dark brown eyes kept searching my face for secret messages. If he found any, his eyes didn't reflect them. His features were sharply chiseled, a hawkbill nose, a full mouth, a craggy jawline. But the full effect of his face was as a blank stone tablet waiting for someone to scratch commandments on it. He said, "I don't know very much about you, Scudder." I knew a little about him. His name was Cale Hannaford. He was around 55 years old. He lived upstate in Utica, where he had a wholesale drug business and some real estate holdings. He had last year's Cadillac parked outside at the curb. He had a wife waiting for him in his room at the Carlisle. He had a daughter in a cold steel drawer at the city mortuary. "There's not much to know," I said. "I used to be a cop." "An excellent one, according to Lieutenant Kohler." I shrugged. "And now you're a private detective?"
"No."
"I thought private detectives are licensed. They tap telephones and follow people. They fill out forms. They keep records. All of that. I don't do those things. Sometimes I do favors for people. They give me gifts."